polling has come to an end. So that's very good. We had 50 people vote, so there are a number of people who are too shy to vote. I hope that will be rectified the next time we do this. Let's first look and see what the results were last night. Oops, sorry, I should have done this first. This is wisdom from last night. So these are explanations that you gave of why you picked the answer you did. And we show the students these things. Again, they see what other people might have been thinking about this. Sorry about that. Here's the result from last night. So about 60% of the people picked B, 25% picked D. And so let's see, what do we have today? So we've gone to 70, almost 80% picking the correct answer, and D went down substantially. So you see, this is the virtue of doing this in person, okay? When, especially our students, I mean, when you were doing this, you probably weren't watching YouTube and texting your friends and talking to your roommate. And you were probably concentrating, but the students are doing 12 other things at the same time. And so when we grab them by the lapels in class, it makes a difference.
I think this is streaming live to the university, and I think the students just realized that 22% of the senior administration, including the board, couldn't pass the first answer.
So Candace talked about gathering information. We can look back afterward to see how Chairman Kennedy voted. All right. So let me get rid of this. There we go. All right. So normally, I would actually do some drawing at this point over in this blank space here, but we didn't quite get the technology ready to go. So I would draw up the answer, but I could just stand over here. Sorry about the screening. If I take the fingers of my right hand and go around in the direction of the current, the thumb is pointing out of the page, and that's the direction the North Pole points. All right, very good. So out of the screen is the correct answer. So we've stated earlier that the sort of the big abstraction of what we've observed in nature is that charges moving in a magnetic field feel a force. And that's what magnetic induction is. Moving a wire in a field will therefore cause a current to flow. The second and more difficult part of what we tried to understand here is which direction is the current going to flow when you move a conductor like this in a magnetic field? Okay, which way is it going to flow? And I've taken the little video again from the pre-lecture. As the field going through, you see the lines are getting more dense going through the loop there. As they get more dense, the field through the loop is increasing. And because of energy conservation, the current wants to flow in a direction to reduce that change. And that's very important to making these generators work. Let's watch this again. Sorry, the color's not very good here. Let me see if I can back this up. Okay, so first you'll see a North Pole pointing down, the blue one, the red one is up. And as it goes through and starts moving out, the field is decreasing. And so the current flows in a way to try to increase that field again. Okay. All right. So that was a little hard to see. Sorry about that. Let's try checkpoint number two. So in this checkpoint, we have a loop of wire. I'll show you this. We have a loop of wire like this, and we hang it over top of a bar magnet. We're going to drop it and try to figure out which way the current will